101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty here with my beer-drinking friends to enjoy some delicious fermented cherries today. Brewmaster at Carl Strauss, Paul Segura, joining us. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Chad Stevens, the brewer at Lions Peak Brewing in Hamul, also here. What up, Chad?
Good morning, sir.
You brought us something interesting. I can't wait to drink it.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
When you're taking your holiday brewery tour, because we all have done that, right, when friends and family are in town, check out Lions Peak Brewing in Hamul. It's on the main drag, and it's got a unique style. Scarebeak cherry trees brought in from Belgium by Chad. I have this Lambic-style cherry beer this morning. Chad, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to make this very unique style of beer. Not a lot of people are doing this.
That's correct. Back in 2017, took a trip to Belgium, hooked up with Jean Van Roy, who's the owner of Cantillon, and Armand at Drefontainen, and they indicated that they were having difficulty getting their hands on this type of cherry because they were basically wiped out from wars. Napoleonic Wars, World War I, World War II destroyed the cherries. 1948 was the last commercial production of Scarebeak cherries, and it is completely different from any other sour cherry that's available. Very unique flavor. It's got a cinnamon nose to it, and it is just the creek flavor. And when you taste this cherry and you taste creek, it makes total sense. Any other cherry doesn't quite cut the mustard.
Paul, remind everybody what a Lambic style is, because I've said in the past, I usually have hesitation grabbing it because it's a sour and I'm a stout guy, but explain for everybody what a Lambic style
beer is. Oh boy, how much time do we have?
Cherry beer twist, right?
A lambic is a traditional Belgian style beer that's been like naturally spontaneously fermented, and they're usually sour because wild yeast is allowed to ferment this beer.
I see that this is called the, well, you say it, Chad. It looks
Hengeplukte Kriek.
Yeah, thank you. Why did you name this Belgian style cherry beer this?
So one of the beautiful things, and unfortunately one of the detractors from, they don't all come ripe at the same time. So a Morello cherry, they all come ripe within a couple of days. You shake the tree, all the cherries fall, and boom, harvest is done. Well, with Scarebeak, they come ripe over about a 6 to 8 week period of time. It takes time and effort to pick these things. So my wife and I are out there. Her family comes. And it creates community. We have friends that come from all over for a cherry picking day in August, and they help us pick cherries. And if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for the cherry picking posse, we wouldn't be able to make this beer. And it's exactly the same thing in Belgium, all coming together and picking by hand.
Truly special, unique beer taste here. Paul, what are you picking up on this?
If you look at it and it looks like cherry juice, right? It's just bright red. It's got a nice, pretty pink head on it. But when you go to sip it, it's dry, slightly tart. You get the full cherry flavor. It's not really sweet, so don't drink with your eyes, right? It's what we say. I think it's very refreshing, very cherry forward, but you taste all of the cherry, the tartness, not just the sweetness. And I get a little bit of funk in there too.
The funk kind of flashed off initially. When we first opened it, there was a lot of horse blanket.
When you say horse blanket for the novice, what does horse blanket mean?
Okay, so we can talk about terroir. So same as in the wine industry, the Belgians refer to the funk that comes from Brettanomyces as horse blanket, feral, goaty. Marty, you may have been picking up whale vagina.
Because
we're here in San Diego, we have our own terroir. So the cherries have their own microflora and fauna on them, and the beer sits on the cherries. We end up with our own unique set of flavors here in San Diego as compared to what the Belgians get.
It's a 6.2 ABV. You're serving it in corked bottles. Where can people get it in their mouths?
So currently, if you want a take-home bottle, you can get a Holiday Wine Cellar or at O'Brien's.
Okay.
Or you can come up to Lions Peak Brewing Company in Lions Valley and get a take-home bottle from me or a take-home case.
Oh, yeah.
And then additionally, you can come out and see us at Lions Peak Brewing Company, which is on Lions Valley Road, right next to the historic Lions Trading Post that's been there since 1923.
Oh, wow. Special holiday hours, a certain time better than others?
So our standard hours are noon to 2 on Saturday, and that's it.
That's the window.
But lyonspeak.com, L-Y-O-N-S, peak.com. Feel free to shoot me an email. I'm happy to be there anytime for anybody by appointment.
Chad, will let you do the honors because I don't think I'm going to say it correctly. Please announce the beer and the ABV one more time.
Handgepflückte Creek, 6.2 ABV.
Ooh, and you can get it in Hamul at Lion's Peak Brewing in Hamul. Chad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Paul, cheers.
Cheers. Support your local brewery, cheers. Lion's Peak.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.